Hello again. So this is my talk. Okay, I can do it within 4 minutes. Okay. So, FOV, right? Fusarium. You know, so this is a project in collaboration with, again, two U.S. DOE labs with some funding support from Carter Incorporated. So apparently, my students and the postdoc, they have done all the work. So I'm here to just take some credits. So here is the worldwide map for the distribution of those so-called eight races of FOV. So as we all know, all of the bad stops are from here. So we have race 1, 2, 3, 4, and 8 from the U.S., and also 1, 2, 3 also were identified in Africa and Israel, and 4 were, of course, from India. So race 6 from Brazil, 7 and 8 in China. So we don't know what race are we talking about in Australia. Perhaps at race 9 or one of those 8 races, we don't know. So with so many different races, should we have different disease resistance genes? So it's one gene for one race. So based on the a review paper we wrote several years back, so as you can see here, so we do have major resistance genes to most of those races, okay? For race 1, so in fact, I'm going to put this map back so we have some better ideas. So for race 1, so we have, if you look at Delphos 425 and Cook 307-6, those are two upland cut, so they are resistant to race 1 with one major gene. Then you see PMAS7 with a resistant gene on chromosome 17. Then you go up to race 4 here, so we have very early reports from India, okay? So indicating that there were major resistant genes 1 to 2 from arboreum or herbaceum. So that's from the A genome. So then once again, PMAS6 with a major gene on chromosome 14. From yesterday's talk from this gentleman here, apparently there's another gene they call the QTR on chromosome 17 from 5 to gene 800. So then you cross the Atlantic Ocean, you get to China. So they have this upland cotton, so with a major resistance gene to race 7. Okay? So once again, on chromosome 17. So basically, we have genes on chromosome 14, 16, and 17. Okay? So the question is, do we have any genes or major resistant genes on chromosome 14 or 17 from upland cotton? Because here, so either they are from arboreum, herbaceum, or Pima. So here we go. So we took 550 magic recombinant embryo lines developed by Dr. Johnny Jenkins' lab, which was created from an intermating of 11 upland parents, okay? So through 5 generations of intermating, followed by 5 generations of self-pollination, so then we get to those 559s. So basically, in my lab, you know, my student did all the work. They did 2 rounds, 2 tests, each with 2 replications on Fusarium resistance in the greenhouse. So in the past, we also did screening on fidicinium wilt resistance and the bacterial blight resistance. So I'm really not going to go into the technical details. So on the genotyping side, so those 559 were resequenced, not deep sequenced and resequenced. So resulting in the identification of 470,000 of SNP markers. So for more information, there's a paper over here just published in TAG by David Fung's group in collaboration with Johnny Jenkins' group. So from the phenotypic side, we are able to identify significant genotypic variation. Okay, so if we look at those 11 parents, so the results from the two tests actually were significantly correlated. So basically, we can see two groups of the parents, one on the bottom, relatively resistant, one over here, relatively susceptible. Okay, so when we look at this 550 magic lines, the same story. So we got many lines that were consistently resistant. Okay, that's on the left side, and a lot of lines that were consistently susceptible. Okay, so the two tests got pretty relatively consistent. So you know, through genome-wide association analysis between those 470,000 markers and the resistance, we are lucky enough to identify one major quantitative trait locus on chromosome 14. So that's also located on the top of the chromosome. So as you can see here, of all those 26 chromosomes with thousands and thousands of markers for each chromosome indicated by those individual dots. So when those dots is beyond this threshold, it means they are significant, associated with the resistance. Interesting enough, so this region is where we also have identified the resistant gene for bacterial blight. That's the gene called B12. So let's go for a close-up. So you see that's for this chromosome 14. With a lot of markers, you see that a lot of markers here, they are significantly associated with the fusarium wilt resistance. Here, even more markers associated with the bacterial blight resistance. Interestingly, so from this little bit of broader region on the same chromosome, we were able to identify one QT here for fidicinium wilt resistance from two tests. Even more interestingly, you know, so on this chromosome 14, on the top of this chromosome, you know, many people have reported a major resistant gene to root-knot nematode. Okay? So that's the story I'm telling you. So basically, in summary, so the 11 parents used to create the magic population significantly differed in fusarium wilt resistance. So the 550 magic lines also significantly differed in the resistance to fusarium. So one major cue here for the disease has been identified on chromosome 14. So in this region, we are also able to identify B12 for bacterial blight resistance, and also for fidicinium wilt resistance. So this QTR region also contains a resistant gene for root-knot nematode resistance. So that is a very interesting region. See, chromosome 14, and just this top region, okay, on the chromosome. this region. So very, very interesting. So there might be a lot of tandem, you know, duplicated resistant genes with one gene for one disease, one gene for one race. I don't know, so it's very interesting. That's the story I want to share with you. Thank you so much. Any questions? Yes, Dr. Bonan.
That's very interesting. It reminds me of Dr. Bird's MAR program that was really based on vector of light resistance, but he felt that he got other resistance for some of the fusarium. So I think that all kind of tied to those genes on the chromosome 14, right?
You've seen that? So, yeah. So your MAR breeding, you know, strategy, really look at that. You know, we have some genetic basis for the more, you know, approach, right? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, any other questions?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Can you comment a little bit more about the races, the fusarium that you used in your study?
So, yes, in the beginning we were not sure. So, you know, once I get the results from my student based on her pathogenicity test, so it's risk 4 from Fabens, Texas. Okay. We imported some bad stuff to New Mexico, but it has been confined in the greenhouse. So, yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.